Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's May 30, 2022. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and we're doing New Earth Support Team. It is Memorial Day, so we have a little lighter attendance than usual, as expected, but I'm delighted that all of you who are here made time to show up, and really grateful that you're here. If there's anyone here for the very first time, would you let me know that by typing the number 1 in the chat window, 1 indicating you're here for the very first time. And I'm not seeing any number ones, so I'll assume that I can give the abbreviated instructions. Yay. Okay. So, as always, we're going to start by setting up the sacred container, doing embodied awakening, and then we'll relax and let the allies make good use of us. So, since everyone's been here before, I don't need to give any further explanation. And if you're new on the recording, you'll figure it out as we go. So here we go. I invite everyone to close their eyes and just tune into how your body feels and your energy field. If you're aware of that, just feel how that feels as well. And just get your baseline. Good. Okay. So I'm now going to set up the energetic container. As I do this, I invite you to relax, be completely passive, just feel what's happening. If you feel the energy, just feel that passively. If you don't, feel your breath come and go on its own. Here we go. Pachamama, mama kia. Viracocha inti quichi. I am that I am. I call in my own embodied awakening, my own unconditional love and Christ consciousness, my own service to other fourth density or higher awareness. For everybody, we call Spirit Song's higher self. We call Amma the hugging saint. We call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu, Mount Shasta. Apu, Machu Picchu. Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Fox, Falcon, Hedgehog, Deer. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there's our container. If anyone would like to call any additional allies, as long as they're of high vibration and benevolent intent, they're welcome. We'll leave a moment for those allies to join us. Okay, that feels good. Thank you all for your additional allies. Okay, now we'll do embodied awakening. So in a moment, I'll have you speaking directly to your higher self, inviting it to merge with you in your body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So now speaking to your higher self, please repeat the following after me. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Release the words, go passive, let it run itself. If you can feel energy moving inside you, just passively witness that. If you cannot, then passively feel your breath come and go on its own. We're pretty good. At least one person, though, is using additional effort that's not needed. And I don't know if you're live or on the recording, but either way, please ensure that you are using the absolute minimum effort needed to either feel energy moving on its own inside you or to feel your breath coming and going. Please don't make anything happen. Don't visualize on purpose. Don't use willpower. Just really relax and let the energy move itself. It is intelligent, divine energy, and it knows what to do. And it'll move itself way better than your ego can move it. That's feeling better. Thank you. One nice thing about invocations is once the ego gets out of the way, things fire right back up beautifully. Yeah, I just got a really strong sense of embodied awakening. So if you're in embodied awakening nicely, then all the following will be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If that's your experience, just relax into that and exist in it. Just be. Your presence there helps everyone else get there. If you're not yet there, just stay passive. Just either feel energy moving if you can feel it. If not, feel breath coming and going on its own. Just totally chill either way. And remember that whether you're live or on the recording, we're all merged beyond time and space via the Akashic Records, and our energies are joined in service together. Nice. Okay, we're ready. Allies, we come to serve. We ask now that you make use of us in a way that serves the great global awakening and also serves the highest good of each of us here in service. May all, everybody come out a winner, please. Thank you. Okay, they're going to work. So each person is going to have a unique experience. I'll narrate my experience, which will be what most people are experiencing in that moment, live or on the recording. If your experience is different, just be with what's happening to you. Please do not use willpower to try to change what's happening to fit my description. Just go with what's happening for you, please. If your body shakes or vibrates or trembles, if you cry or have to make sound or move around, that's all fine. Whatever the body wants to do, just permit it as long as everyone stays safe. My body's already shaken quite a bit. So already they're bringing heavy energy through from the earth. Yeah, a lot of trauma was caused by that Uvalde school shooting, not just the people involved, but you know, especially people in America. A lot of people were really upset by that. There's a lot of trauma in the collective field, and of course, others around the world affected as well. And there's no shortage of other trauma as well on the planet right now. So each of us will be given whatever amount of heavy energy to be processed that's appropriate. If you are not ready to do any, none will come. Just know that any challenging energy you feel is going to be in proportion to your ability to process it. And it couldn't be easier. You just chill, be passive, and they'll do it for you. So if you feel challenging energy, don't do anything about it. Just relax, be passive, and let these beautiful allies process it within you. They need live human bodies to process certain types of challenging energies, and that's us. We'll also be experiencing plenty of bliss tonight, so try to release any preference around whether it feels good or challenging at any given moment. I promise you'll come out a winner in the end. The allies are aware that it's Memorial Day in the United States, and they are clearing some collective trauma around past military engagements. And they're also clearing both current serving and retired members of militaries around the world. And they're not worried about which country. To them, humans are just humans. They don't play favorites with nations. Everyone deserves healing in the eyes of these beautiful divine beings. As COVID has shown us so clearly, if there is disharmony anywhere on the planet, it can spread everywhere else in one way or another. For any of us to be fully healed and whole, we all have to be. So relax, feel whatever's happening, whether it's bliss or challenge or some combination, just rest in it, be passive, Let these beautiful divine allies make use of you in a way that will serve you and many others on the planet. Whatever is being experienced by you, you're acting as a surrogate, it's being multiplied, and the benefit of whatever you're experiencing will be shared with many others. For most of us, we'll have no idea who those people are. Just relax and know that you are being of service by being passive and allowing energy to move however it will. Interesting. The allies are saying something I haven't heard them say before. This totally passive approach is kind of a new wave of doing work. Most people are still doing old style ego-based visualization and effort tools, and they work. But they're saying this is the new way that they're bringing in more recently. Nice to be on the cutting edge. And that's brand new information I've never received before. Yeah, what they're saying is those effort-based methods were necessary previously because humanity was at that level. Now there's enough people who can just relax and allow that the more passive approaches where the divine does a lot more of the work are coming in now. And they're assuring me we're not the only ones doing this kind of thing. There are more and more groups around the planet who are doing similar kinds of work. Relax, let energy move through your body, whether it's challenging or blissful, just be with whatever is. Whoa, isn't that nice energy right there? That is a whole new frequency. Stay passive. Let it do its work with you. I'm feeling all my cells being filled with this new frequency. I'm aware of both my physical and energetic bodies. There's a very unique tingling throughout my physical body. The physical body feels mostly like energy because of it. And I'm just staying passive and allowing the energy to be present. Yeah, it's getting even more exquisite and subtle. Whew. This is a very high frequency, very powerful, very subtle. Just relax into it the best you can. They're promising no one's getting more than they're ready for, but they'll give you as much as you can handle. Yeah, I'm getting a sense of the Allies working very quickly with high efficiency, getting a lot done. It's really beautiful. Stay passive. Let the energy move. My body's even more saturated by a subtle frequency now. Yeah. It's a strong medicine, folks. Just relax and let it move. Let it do its thing. Even if I don't speak for a while, I'm with you holding space. Continue being really passive and allowing energy to move. Same as always. Our strategy is always the same, and there's endless variety in what actually happens. I'm feeling a lot of heat coming out of my feet now. So heavy energy is being released. Lots of physical shaking. A new sweet vibration coming in. Enough heavy has shaken through to allow this new higher vibration to show up for all of us. As a reminder, if your experience is different than my description, go with what's happening for you already. Please do not use effort to match my words. Just be with what's happening for you. The energy is so intense and so subtle all at the same time. It's one of the strongest. Not, they're saying this is the best of. Yay. Yeah, that's a new frequency right there. It's been going a few seconds. Just relax into that if you feel it. Yeah, that frequency is indescribable. It's so subtle and so beautiful. Just relax into that. And my whole body feels very tingly in a very unusual sort of way. Now they're inviting everyone to go completely passive, just be. Let happen whatever wants to happen. And I'm feeling re-embodiment starting to happen. As always, the subtle frequency is being invited into the physical form. Those energies saturating the physical body as much as serves highest good. I'm feeling mostly in my body, but still integrating in. We'll give it a moment longer. Shaking some more heavy energy through. So I feel like I'm back in my body, but as often happens, the body feels really different or subtle, more like energy. See what your experience of your physical body is right now. If you can remember back to when you checked in when we started, compare how it felt then to how it feels now. Okay, that's full grounding. So, Alice, are we done? Yep. Okay. Shorter session tonight. So, I'm going to close the Mesa and then we'll open it up for feedback. Pachamama Mamakia Wiracocha. Inti Koichi. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful energy, this beautiful service opportunity tonight. Thank you so much. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, allies, please stay with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. As always, I ask you to stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you so much, allies. So grateful to you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? All right, the container is closed. And anyone can now unmute themselves and speak if they wish. So feel free to jump in anytime. You can also type in the chat if you're so inclined. So we welcome questions, comments, feedback of any kind. And if no one is communicating at a given moment, then we can just enjoy this carryover energy that's still quite strong. Also, just on a quick technical note, if, again, tonight we did a new sound setting on Zoom that I've never used before, so if someone or two could just type a Y or yes, if it all sounded good all the way through, or a no, if there was any sound issues at all, would just love confirmation that that worked, so I'd know whether to do that again. So if you can take a moment, if you're able to just type a yes or a no in the chat, letting me know if sound was or was not good. Thanks, Patricia, for that yes. And they didn't call for music tonight, so Nicole says, thought it was not as loud or audible as usual, so she thought it was worse. Okay, that's important feedback. Brandy says yes, that means it was good. Anyone else have an opinion on the sound quality? Deanna thought it was good. So most people had a good audio experience. So I will still keep Nicole's feedback in mind, though. Thank you all very much. Okay, so now we can refocus on the experience itself and not just the sound quality. So anyone, again, who's got a question or comment, feel free to jump in with it. Unmute yourself if you're on Zoom by clicking that little microphone icon if you want. If you're on a phone, star 6 will do it. Or type or whatever. Wow. Y'all feel that? It's buzzing my brain. Pancha Avatar, hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Can you hear me?
I
have some quality.
I can actually understand you, so that's good. You're still a little fuzzy and distant, but it's better than it was before.
Okay. You'll be nice, though.
Good. And your video is also, it looks like you have a better camera there, too. So looks like you changed something.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, new device.
Good, yeah. Good. Excellent. So what would you like to share?
So my experience was like we were an individual star tetrahedrons, like this bracelet, the star tetrahedra.
Uh-huh.
And we were all in our own individual star tetrahedrons, but they were all linked up to everyone else's star tetrahedrons.
Whoa.
And we were like aware of like star tetrahedrons around the earth.
Whoa.
It was very, very. Yeah, it was just like, yeah, like how the honeybees thing lined up with the rats.
Yeah.
It was like that around the earth. Beautiful. So I just had to share that.
Thank you. I'm glad you were able to perceive that. That was beautiful.
Yeah. That's my,
Great.
Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you. And thanks for Thanks for upgrading your device so we can see and hear you better too. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's fine. So it's
okay.
Fine.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So star tetrahedrons around the Earth. That's way cool. And anyone else who's got a question or comment, we're ready for those anytime you want to jump in. Wow. They're just bringing the energy down strong. I'm feeling that, especially in my brain. We got some good allies, folks. We are so fortunate. All right, so it's kind of quiet. So if people are feeling more introverted tonight, we don't have to stay on very long. So last call for questions or comments. Wow, I think this energy is just zoning everybody out. Deanna typed, big energy, thank you. I agree. Wow, it's so strong. It's amazing. Well, we'll stay on just a moment longer just to enjoy this energy. And if anyone does have any last thing they want to throw in, then feel free. And Vivian says, still unfolding. Thank you all. Thank you, Vivian. Wow, that energy feels so sweet. Alrighty. I think that's a wrap, folks. Big thank you. Deanna says, billowing here. Nice. Okay, so grateful to all of you. Thanks for showing up on a holiday. Slightly smaller group than usual, but boy, no shortage of energy. It's not necessarily about how many people show up. And we're all becoming quite adept at what we do here. So we've become quite the team. So big thanks to everybody. And but just a reminder, on Wednesday we have our monthly individual and group healing, which is always awesome. And then Thursday we have a brand new event. We're going to do astrology. And I'll start by just giving a quick overview of the month based on the forecast I will post this week. I do forecasts every month. And then we'll open it up for individual readings. So I'll have my software up, and anyone who wants a quick mini reading, if you can give me your time, date, and city of birth, we'll throw that in there. First come, first serve. It should be fun, and it will also be recorded, so don't show up if you're not willing to have some folks know about your personal stuff in the membership. So we should have fun. I've done lots of mini readings, and they're always both enlightening and entertaining. Okay, big thanks to everybody. As a reminder, starting in June, we go to a different way of doing the newer support team. It's still going to be every Monday night, but only the first Monday will be open to the public. So that means next Monday will be open to the public. After that, all the other newer support teams will be members only. And we'll run that cycle and see how that runs. So if you're here for free and you want to be more consistent, then pop into the membership. It's very affordable and big value. There's so much more than just these live calls in there. So check it out at awakeningplus.com if you're not already a member. And anyone, of course, is welcome to work with me privately. Astroshaman.com, astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, or whatever is of interest. So much thanks to everybody. Big love. And I'll see you here again soon. Bye-bye.